The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple, who had arrived first at the tomb, saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Happy Easter, and welcome to all who are visiting today or have come to be with family. Or it's Easter Sunday and you're here at St. Joseph, we welcome you. In recent years, if you keep watch or notice of the news, in Jerusalem at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where they believe that the site of Jesus' tomb is, the place where they have a small replica of the tomb, they've excavated underneath that site many times, and they actually have found a tomb there that dates all the way back to the time of Jesus. They believe that that is definitely the tomb where Jesus was laid. But there's something interesting about that tomb that is good for us to know as Christians and as Catholics. Jesus isn't there. They didn't find Jesus there. We should be happy about that. If they found the body of Jesus there, we'd be in trouble. In fact, what they found there is what we hear in this gospel today. They came to the tomb, they looked in, and Jesus wasn't there. Jesus is alive. Jesus has risen from the dead. We give thanks today for the glory of God. We live today for Jesus who has risen. The resurrection of the Lord is not only a central mystery of our Catholic faith, the resurrection is the reason for everything. In truth, every Sunday of the liturgical calendar, every Sunday Mass we attend throughout the year, this Mass and every Sunday is an Easter. Why? Because we commemorate every Sunday the Passion, Death, and Resurrection. We commemorate and celebrate Easter every time we approach this altar. Every time we celebrate the Holy Mass, we walk with Jesus to the cross. We walk with the Lord to the tomb, and we walk with him gloriously in his resurrection, where he proclaims to the world, "I have conquered sin and death." Jesus proclaims to the world today, "I am the resurrection and the life. All who come to me will never thirst, will never hunger, will never be lost. All who come to me are loved." You are loved by God. And the resurrection of Jesus helps us to know and believe that everything he taught us is real. Jesus is alive. His teachings are real, and when we encounter the power of Jesus and his cross, we are saved. Jesus has come to make a home with you and in you. He dwells within the Spirit that has been given to you by God. And so Jesus is never far from you. He's as close as your hand is on your heart, if you place it there. The Lord is close and is always loving you. Jesus has come to make his home here. He wants you to notice him, to reach out your hands to the living God. Jesus invites us to make our home with him as well, through our prayer, through our faith, through our trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in the power of your resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus helps us to encounter hope. What do you hope for? What is your hope in God, or the hope of your life? What do you hope to be? What do you hope to do for God in this life? How will you follow and serve and do the will of God? Jesus is alive. The resurrection of Jesus helps us to encounter our hope. So when they arrived at the tomb on Easter, they didn't find Jesus. What did they find? They found the burial cloths, but no body. They found the cloth that covered his head, but it was rolled up and placed in a separate area of the tomb. Deliberately, the Lord wanted them to know that I'm not here. Jesus wanted us to know that he is not in the tomb. And so they went in, they saw, and they believed. Or more accurately, they went in, they didn't see any body, they didn't see Jesus, but they believed because Jesus, they knew, had been raised from the dead. Jesus is alive. So ask yourself this Easter question. Is Jesus alive in your life? Is Jesus alive? Is Jesus present? Does Jesus have a place in your life? Do you think of Jesus each day? Do you pray to the Lord? Do you ask for his blessing? Do you say to Jesus, what is your will for my life? Lord, guide me in this life. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus is waiting for you to respond to his divine love and mercy. This world, with all of its amazing places, its beautiful people, incredible history, technology like we've never seen, advancing at every moment. So many beautiful things, but at the same time, amidst all of that, so many reasons that people give to forget Jesus Christ, to forget that Jesus, Emmanuel, is truly God with us. Not an idea or philosophy or something at a distance. Jesus is here. He's alive. He's real. He is alive, and he invites you to turn your eyes toward heaven. And among all the wonders of the world, Jesus proclaims, "Heaven is still our goal. Heaven is our goal." Strive for that truth. Jesus is alive. He is real. He is our hope. He is inviting you today, this Easter season, to turn your life toward the cross, toward the tomb, toward the truth that is Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.